News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Matt Cotrillo, clackety-clacking in the newsroom. He'll be on assignment shortly, covering the joint legislative breakfast of the two chambers of commerce around here. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate all of his hard work. In the studio with us now, Douglas Diven is here. He's the president of the Hand Up Foundation and the many Hand Up operations that are taking place in the Valley based in Milton. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
I really appreciate you coming in. Patty Snyder is here. She's the Renewed Hope Women's Home Director, so that's one of the outreach programs right there. We'll explain what the mission of that is coming up shortly, so welcome aboard, Patty.
Good morning.
Appreciate that. And a young man is here, Albert Carroll, and he's the manager of the recycling operation that is a pretty prolific business, really, operating in Milton. So welcome aboard, Albert. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everyone.
Do appreciate that. He's one of the crazy guys that wears short sleeves in the winter. We got a couple of those in the building. They're very irritating to have around, just, you know. I'm just kidding. But, okay, so you get a glimpse just from that intro what Hand Up's all about. Describe some of the different programs, if you can.
Yes, good morning. Hand Up started with an idea 15 years ago to help people in the community. Then we had to figure out how we could help. And so we started out with a thrift store, and that generated income, also provided opportunities for us to give back to the community with clothing, as well as to give back with furniture and to give back with appliances. And we're the only store around that handles appliances and furniture, and we find that low-income families, that's a big need. And then we started a vehicle to work program where we take donated vehicles, we give them to people that need jobs, and we became the official Milton food bank and serve up to about 1,200 people a month with the food bank. Started a fresh food initiatives program to teach people how to cook and prepare healthy foods. And added to that a CDL truck drivers program to help people get jobs. And somebody help me out here. We do a lot of variety of services to the community.
Let me stop you right there, because you said the store does two things. It's a store, so you buy things. Yeah. Individuals can go there and buy them. But then you said you give. So this store gives some things away.
That's correct. We give a lot of stuff out to people that are flood victims, fire victims, people that come in that are homeless. We help prisoners that come out of jail and have literally nothing but the clothing on their backs. So it provides a lot of service to people in need.
All right. A store that gives things away. Your accountant must have loved that business model, but in any event. All right. Recycling operation is underway. Explain what you're taking in and how that works, please. Al?
We take in all your general recyclables, cardboard, plastic bottles, newspapers, magazines, styrofoam. We also take in small electronics, TVs, any Freon products, and there is a fee to the electronics and the Freon products. Refrigerators are $8 a piece, and small electronics with the air conditioners are $5 a piece.
All right, and if you take in a TV, there's a slight fee for that, right?
Yep, and there's a 50 cent per pound fee on the TVs.
Oh, 50 cents a pound. I wonder how you would do that. Some TVs are pretty darn heavy these days. So, okay. So that's how the electronics, but all the glass, aluminum, cardboard, styrofoam, all of that's free of charge to drop off?
The only thing out of what you just said we don't take is the glass.
All right. So you don't take glass, and you also don't want the styrofoam peanuts. They're not always made of styrofoam anyway, but they're made out of different things. But nonetheless, you don't take those, but you do take rigid styrofoam.
Yes, sir.
All right. So this is the stuff that might come out of packaging and so on that sort of holds something in place in a package. And Renewed Hope Women's Home Director, another program, please.
Yes, this is a six-month program where women come into our program. They live in our home for 6 months, no charge for that. We are helping them with their emotional. We have a very unique program where we're talking about their emotional healing. That's one of the things that is significant for them to they may have gone one track in life, and they're wanting to change. And with that, we know that we have to dig a little bit deeper for the emotional portion of it. And then we, as they come out of that, then we are helping them with job readiness. We have help them with housing, finding housing, and all the other things for their life skills. So we, right now, are midway through getting ready to have a graduation for the women that are in the program now, and we will be taking applications in the next month for the program that will be starting in June.
All right, so this is sort of they would come to the facility on a regular daily basis?
Or? No, it's a live-in program.
It's a live-in home program,
okay. Yes.
So they live there. All right, fantastic. And where is that home? Is that sort of publicly?
That is located in Milton.
All right, so it's one of the houses in Milton. Where's the Hand Up Foundation located?
Same place, right across the street in Milton.
All right.
On 275 Mahoning Street in Milton.
So I've driven past it 100 times, and I'm not aware. Is this what I'm hearing?
They say that we're the best-kept secret around.
Okay, well, we're trying to dispel that. All right, well, Mahoning Street, I know where that is. So what did you say, 100-something?
275.
275,
right,
okay.
Right by the railroad tracks.
Okay. So I guess I've driven by, and I'm just tunnel vision because there's so many intersections there. You got to be careful, so I'm not looking around. That building was once occupied by?
Warshaw.
Oh, okay.
Milk Place.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Well, folks will certainly know that. If they don't know Hand Up, they might know that particular place. Well, let's talk about the anniversary. Not too many observances and celebration, but we are calling attention to an anniversary. Please, Doug.
Yes. This is our 15-year anniversary, which is hard to believe. When Hand Up started, I was a naive, wide-eyed young man, and look at me now, a naive, wide-eyed old man.
Older
man. We've come a long way.
There's a lot of that going around in the building here, but anyway. Okay, so you're enjoying an anniversary. Will you have any activities that call attention to that anniversary?
Yes.
Patty?
Actually, next week we are having a birthday party in the store. We are going to have cupcakes and balloons for the kids, so we're having a little birthday party. It'll last all week long. And then each month, we're going to celebrate all year because this is a big thing for us. So each month we're going to have a different activity happening. So if people want to follow us on Facebook, they'll get information about what we're going to do and our specials for that month.
All right, and the Hand Up's website to get more information about this?
Yes, www.handupfoundation.org.
All right, well, that's easy enough to follow. All right, so let's spend the rest of our time here talking about what people can do for you, because a lot of folks do want to help. You want recyclables, so tell folks again what recyclables you're interested in having dropped off there.
I'm interested in having cardboard, newspaper, magazines, number one, number two bottles, Freon products especially, any air conditioners, refrigerators, water coolers, anything of that type, TVs, can be flat screens to the CRT TVs, which is the picture tubes.
Sort of the old style monitor that
yes.
people would have. Okay. Rigid styrofoam, but no peanuts. You don't want those. So
right.
those are the things. And you have a market for these, and you make a buck or two selling these out on the market?
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's how the recycling operation works. Unmet needs. You want people to donate appliances and furniture to you that are in still good usable condition?
In still good usable condition, yes. We also offer, because appliances, if someone has a used refrigerator, they're pretty heavy. We also offer a pickup service as well for any larger items.
All right, so if folks have clothing, they can drop it off at the Hand Up Foundation at 217, right?
275.
275, okay. Mahoning Street in Milton. Now, you want businesses maybe to step up and take a clothing bin. Tell us about that.
Yes. We are, one of the ways that we can give back to the community is through what we receive in clothing, and so that is a big fundraiser for us. And if we can have any businesses that are willing to take our clothing bins, it will help our foundation to be able to give back to the community. Everything that comes in goes back to the community that we have after this, you know, our expenses are paid. So we want to be able to give to the community.
Right.
And that is a big way.
Yes, and I would like to add to that as well that we have extra clothing bins and we help other nonprofits. Other nonprofits can take our clothing bins, put them out there, and put their stickers on the clothing bins. We'll do all the servicing and the pickup, and then we pay them for the clothing in the bins. And so we have put a plug out there for CASA. They work with us, as well as Kingdom Kids and a couple of other nonprofits that are benefiting from that program.
All right, so that's an opportunity for somebody to kind of step up. They make a few dollars from it. They got the bin right there, so that certainly would be helpful, whatever their location is around the valley. Why is it important that we have clothing bins at multiple locations? That seems to work best if you kind of hit people wherever they happen to be.
Yes, dropping off clothing is a matter of convenience, and so they want convenient drop-offs, and that's really important. And especially today, it seems like you see drop-off clothing bins everywhere, and a lot of these companies aren't local, and we're not knocking them, but we want to challenge everyone to donate local. If you donate to our clothing bin, every dime that's made from those clothing bins helps local people. It doesn't go out of state. It doesn't go as a profit maker. We're not we're a company that has service for all of the funds that we make.
All right,
and so that's, and we're local, and so if you have a clothing bin that's overfilled, you can call us, and within 24 hours, we're there to clean it up.
All right, and you also have an unmet need. You want to match people up with vehicles. So first of all, somebody's got to donate a vehicle. That's the first thing. That's in still good working order.
Yes.
All right, so just contact you and say, hey, I got a car that I'm afraid I'm hardly driving at all anymore, so here you can have it? Or
yes, they can call Hand Up and just say that they have a vehicle. And even if they have a vehicle that doesn't work, they can donate it, and we can take it to a junkyard, and we can get cash for it.
Oh, okay, so you'll do the handling of that, and or, you know, potentially maybe somebody can fix it, too, so that, you know,
yes.
you just never know how. How many vehicles a year are you handling and then giving away?
It varies. On a down year, it could be 2 or 3. On an up year, it could be 10.
Okay, so that's a good side business to keep going. And people need vehicles in this rural area. That seems to be the way to go, as transportation's a big unmet need. We hear that. All right, an additional remark. You get to say whatever you want with our closing comment, please.
I would just challenge everyone to take a look at our website. We've only touched about half of the services that we provide to the community, and challenge you to look at our website and see that we really do. Would say one thing to folks where they don't live for supporting men, some really strong, unique relationships and healing from our past.
Ways, right?
Yes.
For folks to donate cash, vehicles, appliances, all of these things in good stead, and they'll make good use of it. Find out lots more about them, please. HandUpFoundation.org. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.